Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's, look, I am blessed in that I have a platform, and you folks are so important to that, and your kindness, and your generosity, and your greatness, from people like Dale. And we're going to get into Dale as this thing evolves, but what he's doing involving this amazing young lady I'm about to talk to here. I get at least 100 emails a day from folks who need help. I'm not trying to be a cynic or a hard ass or anything like that, but very few of them make me cry because I would be a total wreck. This one actually did. And I tell you why. Because I met her. There's certain people that you just love as soon as you see them. There's certain people that exude kindness. And then her husband. And then I got angry. They don't deserve this. And what am I talking about? Got a Facebook message from a young woman who said, "You got to help my dear, 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 dear relative friend, Tiffany, and her family. She's got three kids. She has a husband. She has this horribly rare cancer. And until I got to her house and met her and saw her and drilled down on it, I'll tell you what this story tells you. The size and scope and scale of the issues that some folks have to deal with while you all are out there yelling and screaming about whether or not we're allowed to watch Dumbo, which I find so dumb. The size and scale and the scope of what Tiffany has to do at night just to fall asleep is way beyond your concerns about whether or not Peter Pan is offensive. And this is where I would say the rubber hits the road in Tiffany's house. And that's all I'm going to say before I get angry or start crying again. I have to introduce her. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you, Marty?
How are you feeling, my dear?
Today's a bad day. I'm not feeling real good today.
Are you having extreme pain?
That's every day.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit worse today. My stomach's a little bit nauseous from the pain from last night. It kind of lingers.
You have a rare form of cancer. It's in her mouth. So I don't ask her to talk so much, and we'll explain that in a second. She had a tumor in the palate area, correct, my dear?
Yes.
And it's a very rare form of cancer. Took about a year to diagnose, right?
Right.
One doctor told you to take antibiotics. Didn't another one tell you to suck on sweet tarts?
He told me to go home and suck on sour candy.
Sour candy.
He said it was salutary dose. It was his best guess.
And you had a pretty big tumor removed. How long ago, my dear?
January 27th.
And she has how much chemo and radiation? Couple months?
I have to do 7 weeks of chemo. I mean, I'm sorry, 7 weeks of radiation and 7 weeks of chemo. It'll be once every week for the chemo.
I'm thinking about her every day now because she has to drive an hour each way with her husband to get to Hillman, where they save my life and they will save hers. But in a simple term, without asking you to complain, it's hell, isn't it, my dear?
Yeah.
It's hell.
It's about as close to hell as I can imagine getting.
Because And let me speak for her. They removed, would it be safe for me to say, am I exaggerating, at least a quarter of the inside of your mouth, right?
They removed half of my palate.
Half of your palate.
Yeah.
And
my jaw.
Your jaw.
My jaw, teeth that were on that side of my mouth also.
This is Tiffany. And without this device that's in your mouth, you wouldn't even be able to speak right now.
Right. It's called an obturator. I put it in, and it allows me to be able to eat and drink and speak so that you could understand me.
And the pain, tell our listeners about how the pain, it emanates from where and how does it affect you when you're trying to sleep every single night of your life?
It goes from the side of my nose, like where my cheek is, and it radiates all the way over through my ear, and it feels like somebody's taken about 10 knives and just repeatedly stabbing me in my ear every day of my life.
You have 3 kids, right?
Yes.
And your husband,
yep.
Man, I love the guy. I just do. He's your hero. He's your savior, is he not?
Yes, I wouldn't be able, I probably wouldn't even have been able to get through the last 2 months without him. He takes care of me. I can't even open my mouth to look in there.
Right.
He just makes me.
He has to take this device out. He has to clean it, right?
Yes.
He has to remove any infection, any gauze.
Right, and I get mucus in there, in the back of my throat, and we have to do a rinse in my nose every day, multiple times a day, and he has to take a swab and get whatever's in the back of my throat out of there, and he has to clean the device is called an obturator, and he has to clean that. I don't know where I'd be without him.
It's a prosthetic device, folks. It's a man-made, in Marty Griffin terms, hunk of plastic, right? That fits custom-made in your mouth so you can chew.
Yes.
On top of that.
It's more so that the food doesn't go into the hole.
That's right.
That's in my mouth. But it also allows me, it helps me to chew and things like that. But the most important part it does is keeps the food from getting into the wound, the hole.
And also, you could choke and die.
I definitely could.
And, man, look, I'm painting this picture because this is her life, and she's amazing and charming and kind and an amazing mother. I met her kids. They're amazing. Her daughter had me cracking up, just cracking up. And I'm in the home, and I tell my producer, we got to help these folks. We just do. Because on top of that, husband can't work. He's got to keep you alive. He just does. If he goes to work, you're alone, right?
That's correct.
So.
And I'm be alone because I still get dizzy spells and different things like that. And I also need him to help with my mouth because I can't do it. It's an awful feeling. I mean, I love that I can depend on him, but I hate that I have to.
No, I get it. I was there with my wife. I remember I sent her to work one day. I said, I can't have you here. You love me too much. You need to get back to a little bit of normalcy. I passed out,
yes.
Covered in blood, and ended up in intensive care.
that's what scares me.
That's right.
I'm glad you're okay after that.
Yep. Tiffany, hang on for a minute, all right?
Okay.
I want to get into, I'm telling you this story because this is how folks try and stay alive, man. This is the real world. We're not talking about Bambi cartoons here and Peter Pan, that kind of crap. We're talking about real world and survival, man, and taking care of yourself and paying your bills and staying in a home and feeding your kids when you can't work and husband can't work and people don't seem to care, but we do. All of us do. We got to, right? This is what I'm about. This is what my whole life is about. If I can't do anything here, then I'm not worth a damn.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.